SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They are voting in New Hampshire, and correspondent Donna Border says the first results from this year's leadoff primary are in.
The six registered voters in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, cast their ballots at 12 a.m., and the four registered Republicans and two undeclared all voted for Nikki Haley. In some previous elections, a couple of other tiny New Hampshire towns also voted at 12 a.m., but this year, Dixville Notch went it alone.
Former President Trump at a rally in Laconia, making light of the numerous legal obstacles thrown in his path.
I've been indicted more than Al Capone.
And Nikki Haley talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt.
I have always said that I was going to support the Republican nominee because anybody is better than a President Kamala Harris. I stand by that, but I have every intention to win this race.
Democrats also holding a primary today. President Biden's name is not on the ballot, but many of New Hampshire's top Democrats are backing a write-in campaign that they say they expect Biden to handily win. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. and Britain have carried out another series of airstrikes on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen.
The targets included missile systems, launchers, air defense systems, radars, and what were described as a deeply buried underground weapons storage site, which contained more advanced weapons.
The BBC's David Willis. A divided Supreme Court is allowing Border Patrol agents to continue cutting the razor wire installed by Texas along the southern border, aimed at securing the border against deadly drugs and a flood of illegal aliens. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 22 points, NASDAQ futures off 3 points. This is SRN News. Most moms and dads want to know what their kids are doing at the school library.
According to a new poll, over half of the parents want notice of the books that their children are checking out, and 60% say school libraries should restrict kids' access to certain books based on their age or parental permission. But American Family Association President Tim Wildman says, quote, "The problem is that the teachers' unions and the American Library Association don't care one iota about what parents think or want for their own children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in India are bracing for more persecution ahead of national elections. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has opened a controversial Hindu temple built on the ruins of an historic mosque in the city of Ayodhya. The event was designed to galvanize Hindu voters, and many fear it will lead to more acts of violence against the country's small Christian minority. Modi has been the face of an unprecedented and unapologetic fusion of religion and politics in India. It's one of the last things you would expect to see at the airport. It's grabbing a lot of attention at Indianapolis International.
It's a courtside view of next month's NBA All-Star Game. The full-size replica court is turning a lot of heads, many travelers taking photos. Airport authorities have jumped on board in promoting the city's first NBA All-Star game since 1985 by printing out the decal court. There is one catch. Basketballs are not provided, and, well, shooting is prohibited there anyway. But the airport will be adding more features as the All-Star game nears February 18th. Jason Walker reporting.
Nearly 30,000 professors, librarians, coaches, and other workers in the California State University system have reached a tentative contract agreement, calling off plans for a strike. More details at SRNNews.com.